the Morning Mix. It's Friday, August 24th, and I'm joined by my guest co-host, Dave Cushing.
Hello,
DJ,
everybody.
All new Dave. Who should you be? What kind of Dave should you be today?
I'm just a musical Dave, your pal Dave, from the all-new Dave Show, Wednesday afternoons and other time slots in our town.
He is my pal Dave, and so he's sitting in for JW, who is on assignment. Today's show, we are welcoming our musical guest, the Motherlode Canyon Band. They're celebrating 25 years of being a band. Amazing how time flies. We can't be that old. Anyway, they're having a anniversary party on Tuesday next week in City Park, and so they are our guests for the hour as our musical guests. We are going to talk to two of the actors from the Timpanogos Valley Theater Company. They're presenting Shakespeare's As You Like It in Heber this weekend. We'll do weekend events at the bottom of the hour, and then we'll be joined by members of Ambrosia. They are playing at Egyptian Theater tonight and tomorrow night. That will be an amazing show we'll have for you today.
Wow.
Thanks for sitting in, Dave.
It's delightful to be here because, I think I know how the buttons work. We've done it before. That's no problem. We've got a mandolin in front of us, a flute, and a beautiful Martin acoustic guitar with a cutaway. We're going to play a couple of spots before we get started. So, hey, listen to this, folks.
This is Beth, owner of Peak Art and Frame, local sponsors of Cool Science Radio on KPCW. Locally owned and operated, Peak Art and Frame offers local artwork as well as digital printing, custom framework, and mirrors. Open Monday through Saturday and located in the Walmart Shopping Center, 649-0801 or peakartandframe.com.
It's Friday. Emily here, and the end of the week also means it's time for fresh tracks, and we're looking for a sponsor. Do you enjoy music, especially new music? Well, contact me at 901-8805 or Emily at kpcw.org and help support KPCW and our music programming. KPCW, more than ever, we've got your Wasatch back.
Okay, that's it. You've heard from the underwriters. Now you're going to hear from the featured act. So Christy, what can you tell us about them?
Well, every Friday on the Morning Mix, and we're almost on our 200th show. This is our 198th show, and we always have live musical guests in the studio. And I have been trying for about 197 shows to get Motherlode Canyon Band in the studio. So this is a big thrill for me. It's finally come to fruition. So we're joined in the studio by Dan Hall and Dana Williams, both original members of Motherlode Canyon Band, and Wendy Fisher. Are you an original member? Also an original member.
Holy cow.
From the 25 long years ago. And so Wendy's not the current regular singer in the band or part of the band, but because they're having their 25th anniversary party, they're bringing back old folks. Older folks. No, let me re-say that.
Former members.
Venerable participants.
I was writing some of the promo pieces I wrote, past, present, and perpetual members.
Yes.
That's beautiful. So, because on Tuesday, it's going to be a who's who of who's been and who's in and who's going to be. So, anyway, we're excited to welcome them. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Tell us a little bit. Give us a quick history, Dan. You're on a mic. Tell a quick, like, how did it come to be?
How did it come to be? Luck, I guess. But it was a coffee house over here a couple blocks from here back in the day. It was called the Coffee Cottage, if I remember correctly. And every Tuesday night, they would have a jam. And so we all kind of came in and did our thing separately, but we ended up gravitating towards each other pretty quickly. But that's where it came from. That's how we met each other, was at a coffee house jam.
So this first song you're going to play, is this a current tune or an old tune? What are you going to play?
We actually still, it's an older tune, one of the first ones that I think Dan wrote with the band. But we still play it. And so, which is kind of the nice thing, the great thing about rehearsing for this is bringing back a lot of the songs Wendy wrote. Because right in the beginning of Motherlode, we were all writing music like crazy. It was super, super fun. So, so this is the song called The Dreamer.
All right, let's dream on.
That was for me.
There's a place in the world for a dreamer, and a hope that the lines of the poet shall ring through the veil for the next generation. May they reach for the grail in their turn. In the wheel to create lies a burden, and to the work, to the time, do the best that you can. Take a chance for the sake of the dreamer. Take a ride where you never have been.
For the dreamer. For the dreamer. For the dreamer.
That the world's not forgiven.
Do you think?
For the look on the traveler's face.
Do you care?
A different thought not yet spoken. Do you find the way still needs to be cleared?
For the dreamer. For the dreamer. For the dreamer.
Traveler's face.
Do you think
a different thought not yet spoken? And do you find the way still needs to be cleared
for the dream?
Everyone who donated during KPCW's Summer Pledge Drive, from the local businesses who donated items, to the hundreds of people who called in, to the many nonprofits who donated their time, and the organizations who sponsored their hours. It was a terrific outpouring of community support for this public radio station. Now, let's get back to regular programming and keep listening like a local.
Support for KPCW comes from the Wasatch Brew Pub on top of Main, serving pub fare and craft beer since 1986, offering a private event space, a dog-friendly seasonal patio, and weekend brunch. Wasatch Brew Pub. We drink our share and sell the rest. WasatchBeers.com.
Support for KPCW comes from Park City Institute.
Crank up the sounds of summer when Park City Institute presents The Wallflowers, featuring Jacob Dylan, as the St. Regis Big Stars Bright Nights concert series pops up at City Park Friday, August 24th, rain or shine. Gates open at 4:30, show starts at 6 p.m. For tickets, call 655-3114. Park City Institute, entertaining, educating, and illuminating since 1998.
Hey, 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 Motherload Canyon Band, 3/5 of them, or 3/12, depending on how many people show up for Tuesday night's reunion 25th anniversary spectacle at City Park at the old school bandstand, right, Christy?
Yeah, where we used to do concerts, and now they're doing concerts again.
What's the weather going to be like that night? Well, let's see. Let's go backwards from Tuesday. Sunny. It's just going to be beautiful on Tuesday, Monday night, and Monday... beautiful. Sunday and Sunday night, unbelievable. We are going into a great weekend. In fact, the smoke could be clearing away. So says this weather page. Today, we're going for a high of 79. And, you know, it's going to be like late August weather in the mountains.
Is there actually part of the weather report that talks about the smoke?
Yeah. It
really?
Says areas smoke, then sunny today.
That's good, because last night was just... eerie.
It was like
a
different...
I was not enjoying that at all.
It was post-apocalyptic,
yes,
one of my friends said.
Yes, it was.
Like a scene from Blade Runner.
I went out to Heber to... Well, because I missed the Wednesday farmer's market because of the storms, and I was out of tomatoes. And I thought, well, Heber has a farmer's market.
Right.
And Motherlode Canyon Band was playing in the park. So I went out there, and not a tomato to be found. No peaches. A lot of squash. Band was great. And then there was that apocalyptic sky.
Yeah.
So I'm glad that the weather report tells us about the smoke. But speaking of Heber, things going on in Heber, it's just booming. And this weekend, the Timpanogos Valley Theater is presenting their second weekend of Shakespeare's As You Like It. We're joined in the studio by Emma Briggs, Rick Kellogg, and Marlise Tasker. Emma is playing Rosalind. Rick is playing Duke Sr., or is it Senor? No. And Marlise says she has several parts. So welcome to the show, and tell us a bit about the show.
Thanks, Christy. Yeah. So As You Like It isn't as well known, but it's the one with all the world's a stage, and Rosalind, she dresses up as a man and then buys property, and so then has to stay as a man in the forest of France, and. Her love happens to also be banished out to this forest of France, and so she has to keep up this act of playing a man, and then she gets him to woo her, and she pretends she's a woman and pretends that she's herself as a man, as pretending that she's a man to Orlando. Yeah.
That's pretty Shakespearean, right? The cross-dressing, cross-dressing comedy. It
very
always wins,
so.
Right?
Yeah, it's a pretty ridiculous show. Tons of fun, a lot of physical comedy, and it's also one of Shakespeare's plays that has a lot of songs in it, which I play several of the songs. And there's a ton of music, a ton of laughter, and... a lot of fun love-crossed situations that end up being pretty funny.
Yeah. It's a crazy, crazy fun play. I enjoy being in it. I'm Duke Senior, so I'm the exiled Duke living out in the forest with my band of merry men. And even though, you know, my evil brother took away my throne and kicked me out into the forest, Duke Senior is the type of person that never lets it get him down. He's always happy, always positive, and he's kind of a nature boy.
It seems like a fun role to have. Always.
Yeah, and I'm relatively new to the area, only 3 years as opposed to everybody I meet is 20 plus. So could you tell me, for my benefit and for other newcomers, a little bit about Timpanogos Valley Theater? Are you a part-time, full-time company? How does that work?
It's located in the old dance hall behind... Heber's Tabernacle, or their like city offices, like the DMV, you know,
oh, yeah.
Right off of Main Street.
Where I got my driver's license.
Precisely. Right. I got my marriage license there.
Excellent.
And so it's actually in this dance hall that's 100 years old. The floors are a bit creaky because it's one of the original structures that used to have a bouncy floor.
That
so
adds
just.
To the-
Yeah,
flare.
It adds to the flair, but it's been going for about 10 years as Timpanogos Valley Theater, and it's a lot of fun, you know, fun seasons that they have.
So it's pretty much all volunteer there. Basically, the entire community will put on, you know, 5 to 7 shows a year. They have a really great kids program. And there's also an improv troupe that performs there as well.
Right. And on Saturday night, they're performing right after you guys. So that's a double dip.
Yeah, and actually, Emma and I are also a part of the Belvedere's improv troupe, so we will be playing men, and then immediately after doing some improv.
Probably playing more men.
That sounds good. And this theater has a lighting rig and sound reinforcement, or at least lighting. How does that work?
Yes, we actually got a new soundboard just within the last year. It is very nice.
Right.
The lights... There are lights.
It's not all dark. You will see us.
We don't have to aim our cell phone flashlights.
No. We upgraded from that. So.
Yeah, that's again, you know, it's volunteer, so there's not a ton of money. There's not people working there full time. I mean, more or less they are, but there's not a ton of budget for the shows.
But it's going to be a great show.
Oh, yeah.
Right, of course.
Yeah, for everything that we get, we put on great shows for whatever we have.
And what's the ticket price, if you didn't mention already?
That's a good question.
Just a few.
It's in that
farmer's market range of local range. Prices.
Yeah, like exactly. Right. $5 to $15 range. Because there are
I know it's $7 for students.
Feeding.
You know what? I'm just going to look it up. We don't have to guess.
Thank you.
So we'll continue the conversation.
Yeah, and the fun thing about the cast that we get, it's just a cross-section of all sorts of different people in Heber. So you got some people that are very experienced that have been doing theater for years and years and years. We've got high school students that many of them have also been doing plays. You got newbies like me. This is my third play.
Okay.
So you just get quite a wide variety and quite a wide cross section, but a lot of talent. It's just
what really brought hilarious. You to doing theater only 3 plays ago? Or
my
two
second plays. Childhood, I guess. Yeah. I don't know. It's one of those things I always thought about doing when I was in high school. I'd go and watch the plays, see my friends, and then and I thought, oh, that's kind of nice. That's really interesting. I'd like to do that, but I was too chicken to do it. And just a couple years ago, I decided, yeah, I'm going to go ahead and try that. As long as it's a funny play and something where we can try and do some humor, I'm in it.
He makes an amazing Teddy Roosevelt.
I can see that.
Not in this play. Not in this one.
So good. And he has an amazing accent in this play. He's like a California surfer dude, Shakespeare guy.
Yeah, we have a different take on Shakespeare. We're trying to make it's not all in English accents and, you know, hard to understand for some people. We're kind of doing our own natural voices, or in this case, since the Duke lives out in the forest, I figured he's communing with nature and he kind of really gets into it. He's just sort of enjoying the time in the woods, you know.
And what's the costume vibration in this show? Is it contemporary or period?
No, it's period.
Right. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Beautiful.
There's a lot of color schemes with it. Though everybody has different accents that aren't necessarily English, all the costuming is pretty period, I'd say. Though some of the references, I think, are a little bit more modern.
The spoken references.
Right.
Yeah. That's great. And what kind of theater have you done specifically? And tell me your name again.
Oh, I'm Marlise.
Marlise, yeah.
Thank you. I've been doing theater forever. I've been performing since I was 6 years old. Right. I went to college for theater, did a lot of tech, and I just continue to do so while working up here in Park City and then doing lots of stuff on the side.
And?
Yeah, and I've been also doing, acting and doing commercials since I was a child. I was in a show called Yo Gabba Gabba as Fufa that was on Nick Jr. And so I do voiceover locally, and right now I'm in a lot of billboards for Utah Community Credit Union.
Wow, you're that girl.
I'm a home buying expert.
Wow. Yeah. Where do you do voiceover work?
Lots of times out of my home, but in a lot of local studios.
Can you do that on your phone these days, or do you have a little production studio in your house with a microphone?
I do have a production studio in my house. I may or may not have done auditions on my phone before in my car.
Probably never.
Not
but
set.
If you did, I bet they were great.
Well, I'm trying to get to the ticket price, but I'm there's a whole lot of information on buying tickets, and I'm not there yet. But I do think it was important that explaining that it's not in Old English, because that I think often is a hindrance for people to go see Shakespeare. Like, I won't understand it till about a you know, halfway through, and then your kind of ear picks it up. But that's great to know.
Yeah, there's also, we put some time putting a synopsis in the program, because a lot of times people, they hear Shakespeare and they go, oh no, please, I don't want that. So we put a synopsis in the play. And then, like I said, we are doing it a little bit more modern style. And like I said, we're a lot more physical with our movements. So we're telling the story with our bodies as well, which I think audiences have grasped onto, and it's easier to understand overall.
So that makes it good for all ages. Here's the ticket price. So the premiere is the first couple of rows, and it comes with popcorn and a water bottle. And that's $14. Wow. Otherwise, adults are $10, and junior, senior, and student are $7. So totally affordable, and probably a great thing to bring your whole family to. Kids do grasp onto Shakespeare more than you think. And it's funny, and there's cross-dressing. Everybody gets that.
And
when
the
does
wrestling
it open?
Scene. Yeah. Yeah. Well, we opened last week.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, we already had our first couple shows. And then, again, tonight we've got a show at 7 o'clock. And then tomorrow we're doing a matinee. Haven't done a matinee before. I'll be interested to see.
At 3 p.m., yeah.
3 o'clock matinee, and then another 7 o'clock show tomorrow night.
Our closing show is tomorrow. Yeah.
Yeah. You'd go to the cast party, but you're in the improv right after.
Right.
That is the cast party, I think.
There'll be an after.
There you go. Well, thanks for joining us. If anyone wants to get tickets, that's for the Timpanogos Valley Theater Company. They are in Heber. And go check them out. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, folks.
Thanks so much.
And now this.
G'day, it's Ian from Campos Coffee. Us Aussies really love a summer as much as we love supporting KPCW. We've got Nitro Cold Brew on tap, Affogato's made with Wasatch Creamery Ice Cream, and Mamachari Kombucha made with our Cascara Coffee Cherry. Located above the ice rink at Park City Mountain Resort next to the Adirondack Chairs. CamposCoffee.com.
Hi, I'm Courtney Johansson, owner of 350 Main, and we are honored to support KPCW. 350 Main is newly renovated and still serving our American cuisine. We are now offering Alpine products, tastings, and bottles. We are open Monday through Saturday at 3 p.m. Reservations, menus, and other information at 350main.com.
The KPCW online auction continues through today until 6 p.m. I know I bid on some things. I'm not going to tell you what because I don't want to get outbid. And I heard Larry Warren yesterday say with auctions like that, people always wait till the last minute. But they have this this feature where you can say what your maximum bid is, and it'll just bid you up. And it can, if you set it up, it'll give you text alerts when you've been outbid. So don't wait till the last minute. Go check it out, kpcw.org, for the online auction. It's part of our pledge drive, and it closes at 6 p.m. today.
And interestingly, I discovered this last year, bidding online at the last minute. If you bid within 2 minutes of somebody else right at the end, it adds 5 minutes to the time, and it'll go as long as people keep bidding. It might not be over till 7 or 7:30. Oh.
Fierce bidding.
Yeah, right. So I lost out on something kind of precious last year. Because
that might
I didn't
have been because they'd already put in their highest bid. So you bid, and theirs was already in, and it clicked
right
over.
It seemed like there was some, some little ghost in the machine all operating.
Right.
Hey, it's Morning Mix on KPCW in Park City. I'm guest co-host Dave Cushing, and host, unguest host, Christy Dillaway is here, and we're going to do...
We are doing weekend events. Ambrosia is at the Egyptian Theater tonight and tomorrow night. The shows are at 8 p.m. They will be in the studio with us in our next segment.
Park City Area Showcase of Homes is happening this weekend and next weekend as well in various well-appointed homes in Park City and the Heber Valley. The homes are available for viewing on Fridays and Saturdays from 2 p.m. to 8 p.m. and on Sundays and Labor Day from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m.
The two-time Grammy Award-winning band The Wallflowers are in concert tonight at City Park. It starts at 6 p.m.
Summit Land Conservancy and Mountain Trails Foundation offer a moonshine adventure in Round Valley, and the moon's big. Wow, that's for sure. These are moonlit hikes or rides to help you learn about open space. Meet at Quinn's Junction Trailhead tonight at 8:30, and it's free. Bring a headlamp and your own gear.
And as we said, the Timpanogos Valley Theater in Heber is presenting Shakespeare's As You Like It. Their shows are tonight and tomorrow at 7 and a matinee tomorrow at 3. Visit their website for tickets and information, timpvalleytheater.com.
For live music in town tonight, the options are Los Hel Caminos at the Spur. Steve Shufford Duo is at the Boneyard.
And I forgot to write on here, but the Reggae Rise Up Festival is starting today out at the base of the Jordanelle Dam. That runs all weekend, today, tomorrow, and Sunday. Great lineup.
Including tonight, Revolution.
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow, Hyrie.
I think Hyrie's tonight, too.
And
Stephen Marley. Oof. Check it out at Reggae Rise Up, Utah. The Flying Ace All-Star Aerial Show gets flying tomorrow at 1 p.m. It's every Saturday and Sunday all summer. And there's only a few shows left, actually. So it ends on Labor Day weekend, and that's next weekend, right? So it's this weekend and next.
Yeah, and how about this? A classic car show will be taking place in the Billy Blanco's parking lot in Quarry Village from 10 to 2 tomorrow. The show primarily features classic, vintage British, German, and newer European exotic cars and original vintage American cars.
Also tomorrow is the Paddle, Pedal, Paddle Fest. It's a triathlon. It consists of stand-up paddleboarding, followed by mountain biking, and then another 5 miles on the paddleboard. They say that last 5 miles is really tough after your legs are all strained from the mountain bike section. The registration begins at 7:30 a.m., and the race starts at 9 out at the Jordanelle.
Summit Challenge happens tomorrow. It's an annual fundraiser benefiting National Ability Center. This road race is a fully supported road ride through the scenic mountains and valleys of Summit and Wasatch counties. There's options to race a 16, 50, 80, or 100-mile course to fit your level of experience. Sign up at summitchallenge100, that's the numbers, 100.org.
The Blue Sky Bash celebrates open space at the ranch at Blue Sky tomorrow night. The tickets are still available online when I last checked last night, and you can find those at wesaveland.org.
And if you do go to Timpanogos Valley Theater's As You Like It tomorrow night, you can stay for the double feature with the Timpanogos Belvedere's improv comedy show in the same theater starting at 9 p.m.
For music tomorrow night in town, you've got Bad Feather at Park City Mountain. Molly and the Mineshaft is at the Homestead Resort in Midway. Shuffle is at the Spur. Michelle Moonshine at Silver Star Cafe. The Long Run, an Eagles tribute band, is at OP Rockwell. And Zach and Callie are at the Boneyard.
Let's talk about Sunday. Silly Market is back after a few weeks off. The Park Silly Market continues every Sunday from now through September 23rd.
And if you can arrive to that market in a parade of men in high heels if you join the Walk a Mile in Her Shoes event, which benefits the Peace House. You meet at 10 a.m. at City Park to sign up, and registration's $25, and then you walk the 1 mile loop in high heels. You bring your own, or they might have a couple there.
John, our assistant program director, says he has the same size shoes as his wife, Katrina, so he gets to just...
Oh, there you go.
He doesn't even have to shop. Hey, the Eats thing is going on Sunday. It's the Eat Awesome Things at School, and they're presenting a dinner in the garden at Summit Community Gardens from 3 to 6 p.m. There will be farm-fresh prepared foods, drinks, face painting, and live music by Swagger. Tickets are $90 for a family of up to 4, or adults a la carte $35, and kids $15.
Live music on Sunday night includes Mud Puddle at Quarry Village, Nate Robinson at Park City Mountain, and Something Like Seduction and Dr. Bob at the Silly Market.
Dr. Bob.
I hope everyone found something to do this weekend.
Seems like there's going to be a lot. All right.
Well, we're back in the studio with our musical guest, Motherlode Canyon Band. We've got Dana Williams, Dan Hall, and Wendy Fisher in the studio. Welcome back.
Thank you.
So tell us about the party. I'll have you guys say in your own words the party on Tuesday.
So basically, we've kind of put the word out to almost every former member of the band, which there's been 15 or 16. I think 4 or 5 are coming. And so we'll start at 6:30, basically have one little break, but kind of go for 2.5 hours and kind of go through the whole. I think we're going to kind of tell a story of how this band how this band grew up and how it evolved. And when we first started, we were actually just this three. So we were an acoustic trio, and then slowly but surely we added bass and drums over the years. But we still kind of always go back to some of the acoustic roots. And pretty much, you know, if you're going to play at the Spur or something like that, people are there to dance. They're not really there to hear original music, or, you know, they want to shake it. So we don't tend to play a lot of acoustic music when we go to some of the bars. But if we're doing shows, then we do go ahead and break out that stuff.
So this is kind of a peel back the layers.
Yes, it is.
Very much
back
so.
To that, to the original, the essence of Mother Lode.
But we are going to try to, you know, showcase the current band that is, you know, has been together now for quite some time. So they're going to do we're going to do most of it with the regular band. But we get to go back to the old bandstand in Park City, or in the Park City Park. So we're thrilled about that.
It's like the end of summer dance party in
Correct.
City Park. That's how I'm seeing it.
Yeah,
perfect.
All right. Well what are you going to play for us next?
This is basically a song. We owned a bar on Main Street back in from the late 70s till the mid 80s, and it was named after a gentleman by the name of Doug Ryan, who used to run the club in the Alamo. And it was kind of so it's kind of a mix of the hippies that moved to town and the old miners that were here, and everyone kind of, you know, we ran tabs for people, so you only had to pay once a month when you got your paychecks and things like that. So we lost a lot of money, but it was a super fun, very, very eclectic little mix of people in town, and so this is a story about that.
It's called Ryan's Bar.
There's a place in the old part of town, Third Street lamp on the right, was just a place you could settle down and while the way the snowy nights. We talked of life and we dreamed of love. We knew we'd all go so far. Never thought we'd ever grow old people here at Ryan's Bar. Here at Ryan's Bar.
The sign says we're just a lonely trout in your stream of consciousness. Pour me an old style and a stout, wash away my loneliness.
Talked of life and we dreamed of love. Knew we'd all go so far. Never thought we'd ever grow old. We still talk, Lisa and me, the first time I saw her face was just to hang out with something that was kind of cool, left us all some style and grace. Talked of life and we dreamed of love, we knew we'd all go so far.
Never thought we'd ever grow old here. Orion's Bar.
Here.
Orion's Bar. Here. Orion's Bar. Here.
At Ryan's Bar.
That was Motherlode Canyon Band.
Very nice.
Do you? We're going to bring on Ambrosia in just a second. Do you have an underwriter you can put in?
I do. I would love to do that. Guys, we'll see you real soon for the end of the show. Stand by.
It's Friday. Emily here, and the end of the week also means it's time for fresh tracks, and we're looking for a sponsor. Do you enjoy music, especially new music? Well, contact me at 901-8805 or Emily at kpcw.org and help support KPCW and our music programming. KPCW, more than ever, we've got your Wasatch back.
Support for KPCW comes from the Wasatch Brew Pub on Top of Main, serving pub fare and craft beer since 1986, offering a private event space, a dog-friendly seasonal patio, and weekend brunch. Wasatch Brew Pub. We drink our share and sell the rest. WasatchBeers.com.
Support for KPCW comes from Park City Institute.
Crank up the sounds of summer when Park City Institute presents The Wallflowers, featuring Jacob Dylan, as the St. Regis Big Stars Bright Nights concert series pops up at City Park Friday, August 24th, rain or shine. Gates open at 4:30, show starts at 6 p.m. For tickets, call 655-3114. Park City Institute, entertaining, educating, and illuminating since 1998.
Welcome back to the Morning Mix. We're joined in the studio now by members of Ambrosia. They are playing at Egyptian Theater tonight and tomorrow night. Already had a show last night, so we missed one. But we have Joe Puerta. He's a founding member of Ambrosia, and he plays bass and is on vocals. And Doug Jackson, lead guitar and vocals, been in the band a short 19 years. Mm-hmm. That's
all.
Pretty substantial. Hey, welcome to the studio. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Joe, why don't you tell us a bit about the lengthy career of Ambrosia?
Well, we started off just, right out of high school. When you say I was a founding member, I joined another band that was the first original band I was ever in. And that band, one by one, members left, and I brought in the new people. That became Ambrosia. And that dates back to, I think, 1970 is when we started doing our first form of Ambrosia.
Right out of high school in 1970?
Pretty much, yeah. I graduated.
Sort of can vibrate in those realms, man. So
where
were you
at
the time?
The soundtrack of your formative years.
Exactly.
I was down in South Bay of Los Angeles. Sometimes when I say I'm from the South Bay, they think Northern California, but LA has a South Bay, which is like where the Beach Boys made the South Bay famous. That's where all the surfing was.
Right.
But I actually grew up more on the port side. The San Pedro is the port of Los Angeles. That's where I'm basically from.
Were you in the same musical scene as the Beach Boys eventually, or they were 5 or 8 years ahead of you? So,
They definitely were ahead of us, but the whole surf music scene definitely influenced me initially. Like when I first picked up a guitar, I started off on the guitar. The first thing I tried to do was learn how to play Wipeout.
Right.
You know, something simple. Da 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 da. Okay, I got that. Now I can do Pipeline now. So little by little, it was a fairly simplistic music in some forms, surf music. And then little by little, I was always loved to sing, even though my sixth grade teacher told me I was tone deaf and did not sing the national anthem.
The national anthem is hard. Yeah. And my fifth grade teacher also kicked me out of chorus. And
she was tone deaf, I could tell you. I always had good ears. I never paid attention to her. I just kept singing.
At the time, the musical style that Ambrosia would have been in, what was that called? I feel like there was a struggle to place maybe softer rock. Was kind of, weren't they throwing it in country? Or?
Well, we, the band, as I said, the band that I joined, that evolved into Ambrosia, was sort of very much influenced by the whole country rock scene, I guess, you know, groups like Buffalo Springfield and of course, Crosby, Stills, and Nash. But that changed one night when, after Chris North had joined the band and Dave Pack had joined the band, Burley Drummond, our drummer, current drummer as well, joined the band. Three of us had gone to see a group at the Whiskey A Go-Go that I'd never even heard of, but Chris had mentioned, I've heard they're pretty good, let's go check these guys out. It was King Crimson. And it was the first band with Greg Lake on bass, and it was just, we'd never seen anything like it. We said, man, we got to change this from this, you know, Crosby, Stills, and Nash. We got to do something like this. This is powerful music. And so we became very much influenced by the English prog groups like Yes and
right.
ELP and things like that. So our first two albums were much more influenced by the English prog groups and some of the big orchestral groups like Moody Blues and stuff like that. So we have...
I'm sorry to say, I don't know. Did you have synth in the band back then as well?
Oh, yeah. Matter of fact, we had definitely a lot of synthesizers, but also used orchestras. We actually had the London Symphony Orchestra on a couple of songs on the second album.
Wow. How'd you make a connection with a producer that got you into the studio, or did you self-record at first and then hook with a record company? How'd that
work out? The first album was interesting, evolving from just using people that we kind of knew. A friend of ours, Chuck Johnson, he was our live engineer for a little bit, and he let us like rehearse in his garage and stuff like that when we didn't have any money to pay for anything, and he started building a studio for this guy, and he ended up playing our demo tapes that we had recorded for the guy who owned the studio, and he became more or less our producer. He finally got us a record deal,
right?
And we made our first album, recorded it. We produced really ourselves. He wasn't much of a musician or producer. He was more of a deal maker. But so we came up with all the musical ideas. But when it came time to mix the first album, through a series of just strange events, we had met an amazing recording engineer in classical music named Gordon Perry. Gordon Perry had won 5 Grammy Awards for best recordings for classical music. Wow. And he became our champion, really. He would introduce us. He was also advisor at the Hollywood Bowl for their sound system.
Oh, yeah.
And he said, anytime I want you to come to the Hollywood Bowl, he's English, you're on me, you know. So we went just about every night we could. And after the shows, he would take us backstage and introduce us to, you know, Lucas Foss and Zubin Mehta and you know, Herbert von Karajan, whoever he could. He said, this is Ambrosia. And everybody thought we were a famous band. We were playing bars. But eventually, it was only about a year later, Zubin Mehta had heard us at a concert. Because he had been invited by Gordon to hear us. And Zubin called us, said, there's a modern classical music evening at the Hollywood Bowl. Would you like to play with the LA Phil? It was like, my God, of course, you know. So yes. We played this modern classical piece that featured 2 rock bands. We got to play one of our own songs at the Hollywood Bowl. And the next night, we played the YMCA in Torrance.
You know? Right.
I was like, that's where we were.
The year was?
Probably 1971 or 2. I'm trying to think. You know, I'm starting to lose exact
sure.
years.
Yeah, yeah. But early 70s. And then how long before you could get out on the road and see the country as a touring band?
And that Hollywood Bowl thing evolved into that demo tape that ended up being played at the studio by our friend, where the guy took it to 20th Century Records, got us a deal, and that was in late 1973. So in 74, we recorded the first album. It came out in 75. But where I was leading to earlier, Gordon Perry, when it came time to mix the album, we had recorded it kind of with just the local people there. He came to our house that we were living in together. He said, this is the greatest pop recording of all time. He had this album on his arm. The man who mixed this album must mix your album. And we go, what is it? He goes, it's called Dark Side of the Moon.
and come on.
We'd never heard the album. Oddly enough, it was kind of still a newer album at the time. But he got a hold of it. And we said, well, who mixed it? He goes, his name is Alan Parsons. And so now it's like, well, how do we get a hold of this guy? He said, well, he works at Abbey Road. Let's call Abbey Road. So we get on the phone from Sylmar, California, calling Abbey Road Studios, and oddly enough, Alan Parsons, who normally wouldn't answer the phone, happened to be picking up the phone because the night watchman who normally took calls was outside.
Come on.
Because of a disturbance in the parking lot or something. He says, Alan Parsons there. He goes, speaking. All right. Hello, Alan. We're a band from LA. We're called Ambrosia. And we did it. You know, we just went on our little spiel. And he's probably wondering, what the heck is this? And all of a sudden, Gordon Perry goes, hello, Alan. This is Gordon Perry, chief recording engineer for London Decca Records. And I'd like to say, you know, this band is, he just went on as, again, our champion. And with him, you know, giving us, you know, this kind of cred, you know, that, right. that we could have never had. He said, well, I'm coming out in a few weeks to L.A. for the Grammy Awards, and I'll come and listen to your, you know, rough mixes, what right. you got. So he came to our house. He listened
to
our...
Did he come to the garage?
Well, we actually had a house by then. Luckily, the recording budget we had, which wasn't much for our first album, right. Afforded us a house to live in, yeah. But so, we, you know, we played him our rough mixes, and he was like, sitting there very quietly, he was like, well, what do you think? He goes, I think it's fantastic. Well, what do you really think? You know, we were like in shock.
Yeah,
you know?
Right.
So, you know, I love it. So he agreed to mix our first album and mixed our first album, which was nominated for Best Engineered, actually, because of combination of the guys who laid down all the tracks,
right.
along with his amazing mixing abilities. And then he agreed to produce from the beginning and mix our second album, which was also nominated for Best Engineered.
Fantastic. Well, I just want to take it back to the present. The shows are tonight and tomorrow night at Egyptian Theater.
Mm,
and
we
you
love
had
that
a
place.
Show last night. Great it's place. Do you tell stories? Is it that's a great place for people to kind of know more of the band.
We definitely spat off a few comments from the stage. Sometimes they're inappropriate, but we try our best to keep it clean.
Randy sort of sets the pace of inappropriateness, maybe. Yeah. So it's okay.
But anyway, the theater, I was going to say, it's all three nights have been sold out, which we're really happy about. We wish we could tell people to come and get tickets, but I guess they're all gone. And
well, if they're Faro Club members, then they might be able to still get tickets. They
save
seats for Faro Club members up to the last minute. So
there you go.
Put that out there for the Faro.
And if you you want to ask Doug about playing the theater, because it's a great place to play.
I'm so shy, Joe. it was a great place to play. It felt like a miniature performing arts center, actually, to me. And
that's a great description.
It was a very cool, awesome venue. And the people were extraordinarily warm. And it's really great because you can see everybody's face. A lot of times it's just kind of like you're looking at
a blob.
Right.
Blob.
So the lights and
the
darkness.
The lights bounce off the stage enough into the hall
you can see
some
of the
audience.
Folks. So
I didn't know that about that place.
It was great. Yeah. It was really great.
And how do you feel when everyone's singing along?
These are songs that Joe wrote, so I mean, it's exciting for me, not having been a writer, but I'm sure for Joe, it's got to be a pretty profound.
But as a performer, it doesn't bother you when you're maybe getting drowned out by the audience.
Hey, we're there to serve them, right?
Actually, one of the things about the new technology, and you may know, most of the bands or a lot of the bands now use the in-ear monitors.
Right.
So you don't hear as much necessarily the audience as you used to. We do have what they call the audience mics, because if we didn't have these audience mics, we wouldn't hear any applause at all.
To feed into your in-ears.
Yes.
Yeah,
so we can feed in a certain amount of the audience. But you also, because you're getting the room, the idea of these IEMs is to really refine your control of your mix for yourself.
Right.
So if you have too much of the house, it's kind of a blend. So you kind of just have, I just use a certain amount. So it's I don't hear as much of the singing from the crowd as probably I used to. So the only comment I've heard is that I've heard from people who go to hear us sing that sometimes the person next to them is tone deaf and trying to sing along, and they wish they wouldn't. But for the most part, we just enjoy the fact that the people are getting into it. That's the main thing. We love that. And at one point, we do encourage the crowd to sing with us.
We're going to wrap up pretty soon, but where are you going from here, and how long is the tour, or are you always on tour?
Well, we're not always on tour. Yeah. We don't tour as much, but we still stay very busy. We're going, after this, we do another 3-day run in Las Vegas. We're going to be going all around the country, East Coast, West Coast. We're going to go to actually Ecuador for a week, which is a new thing for us to go to South America. So that's going to be fun.
Well, we're delighted to have you in. We're going to bring back the Motherlode Canyon Band to play us out. And all the people who have tickets, you're in the right place tonight and tomorrow. And you might, if you don't have one, go. There's somebody's always giving up a ticket.
Okay.
Right, folks. Thanks so much. And here we go. I'm going to cue up a little Ambrosia.
Thank you very much.
Back live in the studio, here's Christy.
We want to thank our sponsors for this show, Campos Coffee, Squatters Roadhouse Grill and Wasatch Brew Pub, Utah Symphony and Utah Opera, Peak Art and Frame, San Francisco Design, Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Utah Properties, and Park City Mountain. We are back in the studio with Motherlode Canyon Band, or parts thereof. And again, I want to just announce that the 25th anniversary party is in City Park on Tuesday next week, August 28th. Put it on your calendar. It's from 6:30 to about 8:30, and it's going to be who's who of people from Motherlode Canyon Band and who's who of people in town who have enjoyed your music for 25 years. I'll be there for sure. And we got time for one more song.
Yeah. What are we going to play? Thank you for being there last night when we played.
Yeah.
The one thing we just agreed to with Ambrosia, it's just wrong to play music before 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Took me in, never gave your thoughts to me, no chance to be friends. I tried to let it be, but then along comes something, brings it back to me. Well, how would it have been? Oh, if you had been there all of the time, oh, would it be different this life? I wondered what you liked, I wondered what you did, wondered what you wanted to, and why wouldn't give. And all the things that you told me about your plans and schemes, they're burning deep inside of me like a failure of a dream. Oh, if you had been there all of the time, oh, would it be different this life?
You're listening to KPCW, Park City.